The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So Kid Rock reportedly running for Senate. I don't believe it.
Yeah, he's.
I make a good call on the site.
Yeah, so there's a rumor, at least, and I have not confirmed this independently, but the rumor is that the site, because there's a Kid Rock for Senate in 2018 for the U.S. Senate. It says there was a picture that said Kid Rock 18 for U.S. Senate website. Shows the picture of him looking cool and I guess somewhat political. I don't know.
But for him.
Yeah, for him. The issue is the site was registered by Warner Brothers, which indicates it's probably more of a...
Promotion for a new CD music. Or something.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. I don't know either, but maybe. I mean, Kid Rock's pretty conservative for a rock star.
He's a Trump guy, though. He's a Trump-level conservative, right?
Yeah.
Like, which just means, like, I think you have, you don't, again, to use the same word, you don't reflexively oppose anything conservative,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, so people will say, there's a lot of people who, especially Hollywood, is very consistent with that vibe of Republicanism. Like, I would put it like, you'd
yes,
put basically, like, if you looked at a line and you had on one end Chris Christie and on the other end, like, Roger Stone, like, in between there is where a lot of Hollywood is. Right,
mm-hmm.
like it's kind of that like Giuliani sort of level of Republican, where you're tough on terrorism, maybe you're good with police, right? Like there's that's the kind of vibe I think a lot of like entertainers.
You wouldn't mind paying lower taxes.
Yeah. Like there's some arguments to be mm-hmm. made. Like you maybe want to you're tougher on the border, but there's like a big swath of it where you don't like individual liberty. It's more of strongman Republicanism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Trump obviously represents.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I would call him a conservative, but it would be interesting. I will say, sure. Could he win? Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Anybody could. I think anybody who has any level of celebrity can win a campaign now. I think that's where we are in the United States. Because, I mean, immediately you're going to break through all those barriers of trying to get noticed. And I think at some point we will get to that idiocracy where, like, a wrestler... I mean...
We've already had that.
Good heavens. A wrestler is president.
He's been in it.
Yeah.
Good heavens. It's already happened.
Plus, we've had another very well-known wrestler be a governor of a state.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's crazy times.